回到这里跟太太怎么办？
我太太都当然系问候你哋啦。
我太太要问候大家。
It's good to see people in their eyes. I'm very happy to be able to watch people and see so many people here.
和大家能够再次见到，而且可以有面对面的交流，我真的很高兴。我喜欢和大家面对面的交流。
And to those who are watching this on Zoom, I'm very happy to talk to you too.
大家在 Zoom 上观看我们今天演讲的，我也很高兴能够和你们对话。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Jesus, open our hearts and mind for your message to all of us.
耶稣，请你为我们所有的人打开我们的心思意念，来聆听你的话语。
Help us to be obedient to your words.
帮助我们顺服你的话语。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us in our hearts.
当圣灵在我们心中对我们说话时。
It's nice to be back.
很高兴回来。
It's not such a long time ago we started to have worship in my own local church in Larvik.
不是那么久以前，我们重新开始在我的 Larvik 的教会里面开始崇拜。
But on the other hand, a lot of churches in Norway has become active on the internet.
在另一方面，很多教会开始在 internet 上面，变得非常活跃。
Sometimes I've been able to go to worship in the Chinese church in Oslo without leaving my TV at home.
有时候我可以参加中国华人教会的崇拜，都不需要离开我家的电视机。
I can put you up on my big TV screen, you know, from my iPad. So it's good.
我可以在家里通过我的 iPad 把你们都放在我的电视机上，这很好啊。
And the Chinese church in Oslo has been very clever. You have a good technique.
华人教会非常聪明，你们有很好的科技手段。
So good. We've heard two long texts from the Bible.
我们听到两段很长的经文。
I like them.
我很喜欢他们。
Actually, the text about the talents is very important text for the Norwegian Missionary Society these days.
事实上，关于才干的这段经文，对于挪威传教协会来讲，这是非常重要的一段经文。
We use talents as an example, or as a way to do projects.
我们把才干作为一个比喻来做一些项目。
When we start our work now, we start with this question.
当我们展开一个项目的时候，我们会问问题。
What do I have?
我有什么？
How can I use what I have to improve my situation?
我怎么能够用我已经拥有的来改善我的状况？
We have stopped asking, what do you need?
我们停止来问，你需要什么？
Or at least we try to stop asking, what do you need?
至少我们在试图停止问这个问题，你需要什么？
To make an example from a football team.
我们拿足球队来举个例子。
One football team might think that we need to buy a new player from Brazil to make our team good.
一个足球队可能在想，我要从巴西去买一个高级球员，这样可以提高我们整个团队的素质。
Another team might think differently.
另外一个足球队可能想法不同。
We need to look at our town and see what kind of boys and girls we have here and make them good.
我们要看一看我们自己的城镇里有哪些男孩女孩，他们是有天赋的，然后把他们来进行发展。
Or maybe a congregation would think, we need to rent in some very good musicians to help us in our music ministry.
也许有些教会会想，我们就要付钱去找一些好的音乐家来为我们的崇拜演奏音乐。
Or another church might think, we need to develop our own people and send them to training to make them better, even better.
而另外一个教会可能会想， 我们需要发展并派遣我们自己的音乐人才去接受培训，提高他们的水平。
This is not a comment on the music here.
这不是在说我们这里的音乐啊。
Just an example.
只是一个例子而已。
Sometimes the best way to develop yourself, your home, your church, and even your town is to start from what you have.
有时候要发展你自己，你的房子，你的教会，甚至是你居住的城镇，最佳的方法是从你已经拥有的事情开始。
You don't start with thinking about what you need.
你不是从考虑我需要什么开始。
You may start by looking at what you have in your hands or around you and see what you can do to change your situation.
你应该先看看自己已经拥有了什么，有哪些资源，怎么能够利用它们来改善你的状况。
But of course, the text we heard is deeper than that.
当然，我们今天听到的经文要比这深奥的多。
Actually, the text about the talents is quite serious.
事实上，关于才能的经文是非常严肃的。
Firstly, when you read the beginning of the story, it's like a big boss in a company giving resources to his employees.
一开始你听到的这个故事的时候，就好像是一个公司的大老板，他要把他的那些财产分给他的雇员来进行经营。
He's going on a journey.
他要去旅行。
In the meantime, he gives, actually some very large sums to his three co-workers.
然后他把一大笔钱交托给他的三个雇员。
You know, I've heard that one talent is actually about the equal of 20 years of wages. One talent.
我听说一项才干相当于二十年的工资。
Yeah, actually, Jesus... Yeah, thank you. Jesus used the word talent a little bit different from the way we understand it and use it today.
耶稣使用 talent 这个单词呢是有与今天我们的使用有所不同的。
When it first was written in Greek, it was the weight of maybe a big heap of gold. It was a weight measurement.
在希腊语里面 ，talent 呢是一个重量的衡量单位，是一大堆的金子。
But today we think about the talent as some kind of ability to do things.
今天呢，当我们说到 talent 这个单词的时候，我们总是想到是做事情的某种能力。
We know that Apollo has a talent to learn English.
Apollo 呢，就是我了，是有学习英语的能力。
我也可以说一点中文，不太好。Not much talent here. A talent. Is a resource we have. Can be a resource, actually.
Talent 是一种资源。
So a talent can be both something concrete today.
Talent
concrete resource.
可以是一个非常具体的资源。
Like money or a house or a car or something. Actually, it's a resource.
可以是钱啊，可以是房子啊，或者是辆车啊。它是一个非常具体的资源。
Like it can also be abstract.
它也可以是抽象的。
It can be knowledge.
它可以是知识。
It can even be patience.
甚至可以是耐心。
Actually, some people have a talent for loving other people.
有些人是有爱人的这种才能。
When Jesus spoke the words, he most likely was thinking about the talents as a large heap of gold.
当耶稣说到talent 这个单词的时候，他想到的是一大堆的金子。
More money than most of us will see in a lifetime.
比我们大多数人一辈子要见得到的钱都要多。
So back to the story.
让我们现在回到故事里来。
The boss gives these huge sums to his employees.
老板把这一大笔的巨款给了他的员工。
He doesn't tell them what to do with the money.
他并没有告诉他们如何处理这笔钱。
However, his expectation is pretty clear.
但是他对他们的希望是非常明确的。
Use my resources, my money, and multiply them.
使用我给你们的资产，然后使我的财富倍增。
And when he comes back from his long journey, he settles the accounts with the people.
当他从长途旅行回来，他和他的这些员工结账。
The one who have gotten 5 talents and the one who have gotten 2 talents have increased with 100%.
得到五个和两个 talent 的两个人都使财富增加了100%。
So they're able to give back 10 and 4 talents to the boss.
所以他们能给老板一个给了老板10个 talent， 另外一个给了老板4个 talent.
They've done a good job.
他们做了很好的工作。
Of course, the one who has made 5 talents more has made much more money than the one who only have made 2 talents more, but that doesn't matter.
当然，那个挣了5个 talent 的比挣了2个 talent 的人挣得更多，但是这并不重要的。
And we can see that because they get the same reward.
因为我们可以看到，他们都得到了同样的奖赏。
They are promoted.
他们得到了提拔。
And they are, as the Bible says, allowed to share the happiness together with the boss.
经文里说到，他们被允许和老板进来享受主人的快乐。
But the one who got 1 talent, he is getting a lot of trouble.
但是那个拿到一个 talent 的人呢，把自己惹进了麻烦。
He buried it into the ground.
他把他的才干埋在了土里。
And when the boss comes back, he gives everything 1 talent back to the boss.
老板回来的时候呢，他就给了老板1个 talent.
But he's punished.
但是他得到了惩罚。
Quite severely punished.
而且是非常严肃的惩罚。
We are told he was afraid.
我们被告知他是很害怕的。
He was not willing to take any risk.
他不想来冒险。
So he buried the fortune in a safe place.
所以他把财富埋在一个安全的地方。
Of course, when you do business, there is always a risk you may lose your investment.
当然，你做生意的时候总是有风险的，你可能失去你的投资。
But he was not willing to risk anything.
但是他不愿意冒任何的风险。
And when we come to the reward part of the story, it's like the big business thing has disappeared, and there is another story here.
当我们谈到奖赏的时候呢，那个商业的故事已经结束了，我们再讲另外一个故事了。
It seems it's like a story about life, about heaven and hell.
这好像是关于我们的生命，是关于天堂和地狱的故事。
The lazy guy seems to be thrown into some kind of hell.
那个懒惰的人被扔进了地狱。
So it's a kind of story about life itself.
这其实是一个关于生命本身的故事。
It becomes a story about who we are.
这是一个关于我们是谁。
How we use our life.
我们怎样使用我们的生命。
About what God has given each one of us. It's different, but He has all given us something.
神给我们的东西是各有不同的。但是我们每个人都得到了一些。
And this becomes a story about what God expects in our life.
这是一个关于神对我们的生命有怎样的希望的故事。
Clearly, God has given all of us abilities.
显然，神给我们所有的人某种能力。
We all have received different things, but He has given something to all of us, and we all have life.
我们每个人都得到了不同的能力，但显然他给了我们每个人。
So the question of, from this story is how are we using what we have been given?
所以这个问题就是我们怎样使用我们得到的才干。
And it seems the serious part of the story is that we don't have any choice than to try.
这个故事告诉我们，其实我们并没有选择的余地。
Not to use is not an option.
不使用我们被赋予的这些才干，并不是一个选择。
Clearly, God asks us to take a risk with what we are given.
显然，神告诉我们，我们必须要去冒险，拿我们得到的这些才干去冒险。
I think that people who really try and lose everything, I think they will be rewarded the same way as those who made all the money.
我相信那些人尽其所能去冒险，即使他失去了所有，他仍然会得到赏赐，如同那些得到成功的人一样，会得到同样的赏赐。
But I think those who try not to do the will of God, I think they risk punishment. Those who just sit down and don't risk anything.
那些就是坐以待毙，不去冒任何风险的人，他们是会得到神的惩罚的。
And God has given you something, and you can use it for the betterment of society, and also, of course, for the church, and for yourself.
神给你的这些才能，你要用它为自己的社区，为自己的教堂，当然也为你自己去造福。
And I also think that this story tells us that what we have been given can be improved.
这故事也告诉我们，我们得到的这些才能也是可以变得更加好的。
With God's help, we can grow it into something even better.
它可以成长，成长为更加好的才能。
And we also heard a story today about spiritual gifts.
我们今天也读了关于属灵恩赐的经文。
Spiritual gifts are gifts from God that He has given us to use for our congregation.
属灵的恩赐是神赐给我们的，让我们为我们的教会去服侍。
It's also gifts to strengthen our own faith.
这也是用来坚定我们自己的信心的。
I don't want to read the text again, but I think you remember it's a text about all the different kinds of spiritual gifts you can be given.
我不想再重复这段经文了，但是我相信你们都记得，这是关于属灵各种恩赐的一段经文。
This is actually the text of the Church of Norway for this Sunday. Also, both of them, the talents and the spiritual gifts.
事实上，这也是今天挪威教会的一段经文，关于才干和恩赐。It's
a clear connection in the two different texts.
这两段经文有非常明显的联系。
It's both about talents, resources, and everything that God has given us.
这都是关于才干、资源，神给我们的各种恩赐。God
wants to use our talents or abilities and resources at home, in the church, and in society.
神希望能够使用我们的才干，在我们的家里，在我们的教会里，在我们的社区里面。But
now I want to talk some more about our work here in the church.
但现在呢，我想说一下关于我们在教会的工作。And
the church with the big C, okay, the big church.
是说不是某一个教会，而是说所有的教会。We're
not alone.
我们并不是单独的。There
is a lot of people having worship right now, even in Norway.
许多人现在正在崇拜，甚至在挪威也是。And
all over the world.
全世界都在崇拜。Now
you know I have spent about one third of my life in Hong Kong.
你知道我有三分之一的时间，我的生命都是在香港度过的。
Before the worship, Apollo asked me, "Why did I go to China?"
今天崇拜之前 ，Apollo 问我，为什么你跑去中国了
？And the short story is, I felt that God called me to China.
他说这个故事的这个短的答案呢，就是我是得到了神的呼召，让我去中国。
In reality, back in the 1980s, I could only go to Hong Kong or Taiwan.
事实上，当时在80年代，我只能去香港或者台湾。
And I didn't go to Hong Kong because my wife comes from Hong Kong, but I think it's because God called me.
我并不是去香港，因为我太太来自香港，而是因为神呼召我去香港。
Yeah, I actually have that written on a paper I sent to the Norwegian Missionary Society before I even knew her. So I can prove it.
这是我向挪威宣教协会申请我职位的时候是清清楚楚地写着的，那时候我还不认识我太太呢。
But anyway, I've been a missionary for all my life.
我这一辈子都是一个传教士。
I don't feel that makes me very special as a person, although it has been a very interesting life so far.
这并不使我成为一个非常特殊的人，虽然这让我的生命是充满了精彩的片段。
Because if you try to do God's will, you get an interesting life, I believe.
我认为如果你做神的工，无论你在哪里，你的生命都会是非常精彩的。
So all of us can have this missionary life. Actually, all of us are missionaries.
所以事实上，我们都可以过传教士的生活。事实上，我们每个人都是一个传教士。You
here in Oslo?
你们现在在奥斯陆。
I'm in Ludvik now.
我在拉维克。You
don't have to travel far to be a missionary.
你不需要走很远成为一个传教士。Yeah.
In return, we get an interesting life.
作为报答，我们得到了一个非常精彩的生命。
I really enjoyed my life in Hong Kong, in mainland China, and also in Taiwan.
我非常喜欢我在香港、在中国大陆还有台湾的生活。
And here in Oslo.
也在奥斯陆的生活。
Actually, when you work with Chinese these days, they are everywhere.
事实上，如果你和中国人工作的话，他们现在是遍布世界各地。
Now I want to share with you a little bit about the text we heard about the gifts.
现在我想跟你们做一项关于这个礼物的分享。
I want to shorten the list a little bit. I will just read the text to you as a list of gifts, okay?
我把这段经文缩短一下，专门说一下关于这些属灵恩赐。The
message of wisdom.
智慧的言语。
Message of knowledge.
知识的言语。
Gift of faith.
信心的恩赐,
gift of healing,
医病的恩赐,
miraculous powers,
异能的恩赐,
prophecy,
先知传道的恩赐,
distinguishing between spirits,
识别诸灵的恩赐,
speaking in different tongues,
能说方言的恩赐,
interpretation of tongues,
翻方言的恩赐。
When I talk about this text, I have to admit I'm a little bit afraid.
在我讲这段经文的时候，我必须要承认我有些害怕。Maybe
I will be labeled a charismatic.
也许有人说我有超凡能力。I'm
not too worried about.
哦，灵恩派 ，OK OK.
I don't worry too much about that. Maybe I am a charismatic.
我不会太担心啦。也许我确实是灵恩派的。
But I'm also a little bit worried about talking about it because of another reason.
我也因为其他的原因有些担心。
I may know a lot about it intellectually, but I have little experience with the gifts.
也许呢，从知识上来讲，我对这段经文很了解，但是从个人的体验上来讲呢，我并没有太多的经验。
I have very, very seldom seen a miracle.
我真的很少很少看到一个奇迹。For
example, someone who get healed and seen it with my own eyes.
比如说看着有人因为我的祷告就马上治愈了。Actually,
but maybe I saw a small miracle, somebody getting healed this year, actually.
但也许今年呢，我见过一些因为我们的祷告。And
the fact that
他们治愈的一些小的。
The fact that we see it so seldom, these gifts, is a problem, has become a problem to me.
事实上，我们那么很少的见到这些恩赐，变成一个困扰我的问题。Because
the Bible is full of these kind of things, miracles and gifts and happening. The happening together with Jesus, by Jesus' words or by the disciples' words.
因为圣经里面充满了这些关于超凡能力的故事，因为他的权柄而看到奇迹。And
Jesus has said something even more disturbing.
耶稣说了更加令人不安的话。
He said that those who followed him and believed in him would do bigger things than him. He said this in John 14:12.
在约翰福音十四章十二节里，耶稣说，跟随他并相信他的人会做比他更大的事。
I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father.
并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
I bought a book back in 1994, I think, that is called Power Evangelism.
在1994年的时候呢，我买了本书。它这本书的书名呢是用权柄传福音。
And now I'm rereading it.
现在我在重新读这本书。
It's written by a pastor called John Wimber.
它是由牧师约翰韦伯写的。
He's the founder of the Vineyard Churches that is now all over the world, actually.
他是美国葡萄园教会的创始人。这个教会现在遍布世界各地。
It was established in this 1970s, and now is all over the world, even in Hong Kong or even in China, and many places, many countries.
这个教会在1970年的时候建立。后来呢，遍布全世界，甚至是在香港啊，在中国啊，都有他的分支机构。
At the time he established the Vineyard Churches, John Wimber had the same problem as I've been telling you about. Why didn't he see more miracles and great things happening?
在 John 韦伯创立葡萄园教会的时候，他遇到了我今天要跟你们讨论的这个同样的困扰。就是为什么我没有见到更多的神迹。
He wanted to find out why there were so little of things like that in the Western churches. Actually, it's more back home in Hong Kong, there are more of these things. And in China.
他说，为什么在西方教会里那么少看到神迹呢？事实上，在香港和中国大陆要看到更多这样的神迹。
So he started to pray for sick people.
所以他开始为那些病人祷告。
So he decided to change. He started to pray for sick people all the time.
所以他想要改变，他决定为那些病人很久祷告。
And I like to quote from his book.
我要引用一下他书里的章节。
Soon I was praying for the sick.
很快我就为病人祷告了。
Not because I had seen the sick being healed.
不是因为我已经看到病人康复了。
But because that's what the Bible tells us to do.
而是因为那是圣经教导我们基督徒要做的事情。
And this guy, he was doing this for 10 months, day in and day out, praying for sick people.
一天又一天，他持续地为病人祷告，祷告了十个月。
During the first 10 months, nobody was healed. Zero.
在最初的十个月，一个治愈的人都没有。
And John Wimber at that time, he was also a pastor of the church.
约翰韦伯那时候他自己也是一个牧师。
And after 10 months, half his congregation had left his church.
十个月过去了，一半的教会的人都走掉了。
But he says,I kept preaching and praying about healing during this period.
但是他说我持续地宣教，而且为他们祷告，在这十个月里面。
When I wanted to quit.
虽然那时候我很想退出。
God had spoken a clear word to me, he says.
他说，上帝对我明确地说。
Do not preach your experience, preach my word.
不要宣讲你的经历。宣讲我的话。
Though I continued to sound foolish because of my lack of results, I did not stop preaching about God's desire to heal today.
尽管缺乏结果，我听起来很愚蠢，但是我并没有停止宣讲上帝今天想要医治的愿望。
I was not claiming that people were healed who in fact were not healed. Only based on the Bible, more people should be healed today.
我并不是说人们已经被医治了，事实上没有人被医治，仅是根据圣经，今天更多的人应该要得到医治。
So at the end of the 10-month period, he was at a very, I was at a very low point, he says.
所以在十个月的月底的时候，他处于人生的一个很低点。
One woman was healed.
有一个妇女被治愈了。
Her husband had called.
她的丈夫打电话来。
Asking me to come and pray for her.
让我去为她祷告。
She was very ill.
她非常病了。
And the healing occurred after I prayed for her and had begun a well-rehearsed explanation to her husband in another room why she probably wouldn't get healed.
康复是在我为她祷告之后。祷告之后，我把她先生叫到另外一个房间里，跟他讲，他我已经排练了很久的一段话，也许他不会被医治的。
She most likely, I was telling the husband, she most likely wasn't going to be healed, even though I had prayed.
我在跟他先生解释，虽然我已经祷告过，但也有可能他不会痊愈的。
But during my explanation to her husband, she got out of bed and were completely whole again. She was healed.
然而正在我跟他先生对话的时候，他从床上起来，他完全康复了。
And that was the beginning for this pastor of a lot of healings, actually.
事实上，这是这个牧师他的医治的神迹的一个开始。
10 months and half the congregation left. I'm not sure if I would have done that.
整整十个月，一半的会员离开了教会，我不是很肯定我会干这事。
My thoughts are quite the same. As a pastor and as a missionary, I'm tasked with sharing the word of God.
我的想法非常相似。作为一个牧师，作为一个传道士，我肩负着传扬神的言语的使命。
How can I not mention that I think that more people should be healed because it's in the Bible?
我怎么可能不说更多的人将会被医治呢？这清清楚楚地写在圣经里面。
So through this story in about John Wimber, I was touched by one particular sentence.
在这个约翰韦伯的故事里面，我被一句话特别打动。
Do not preach your experience, preach the word of God.
不要宣扬你的经历，传讲上帝的道。
You know, I've been working in churches for many, many years, and I have been quite systematic, I think, together with my colleagues.
我在教会工作已经很多年了，所以呢，有一套程序，跟我的这些同工们一起建立了一套工作的程序。
Good things have happened.
很多好事情发生了。
A new congregation in Hong Kong have happened.
香港建立了新教会。
Oslo International Church have happened.
也建立了国际教会。
And I have had a part of that, and so I can say that systematically, it's not bad. Good things happen.
我因为参与了这些工作，所以这不是件坏事情。系统化的工作是好的。
I'm sure we and you, we try to lead people to God by loving them.
我相信你我都尝试通过爱人来带领归向基督。
And then we share the gospel with them, and if they are willing to be baptized, they will be baptized.
然后我们跟他们分享福音，如果他们愿意认耶稣做救主，我们给他们施洗礼。
This is how it's done, and most of it.Our time, this is how it's done in the Lutheran churches where I have been a part of it.
在大多数时候，这就是我们路德教会这个圈子里做事的方式情。
Don't misunderstand, there is nothing wrong with working systematically.
不要误会，做事有系统是好的。
But the Bible text we have heard today, it raises a question that needs to be addressed.
但是我们今天读到的经文让我们提出了一个很需要解决的问题。
In today's churches, in the Church of Norway, in this church, are there signs of wonders like the Bible says there should be?
在当今的教会中，在挪威的教会中，是不是有像经文中提到的那些神迹和奇迹呢？
We know the answer. This is just too little if you compare with what the Bible says.
我们都知道答案，真的是太少了。如果跟经文相比的话
，So I ask myself, why is it like that, in the churches?
所以我问自己，为什么在教会里是这种样子的呢
？Does it have to be like that?
这是应该的吗
？Surely our work to help people believe in Christ would be more efficient if we also had signs and wonders.
如果我们能够有更多的神迹和奇迹，我们会让更多的人来信靠耶稣。
For example, in the Gospel of Mark, it certainly thinks so, says so, I think.
在马可福音里面，显然是这样认为的。
In Mark 20:20, it says,
在马可福音二十章二十节经文说
Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere.
门徒出去，到处宣传福音。
And the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that he accompanied it.
主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
Besides helping people become free from all kinds of suffering, it's good in itself, of course.
帮助人摆脱各种苦难，这本身是好的。
The miracles are confirming the message.
神迹在证实着我们宣传的福音。
So, in my head, I'm reaching the conclusion.
所以在我的想法里，我得到这个结论。
It seems to me that as healing is commonly found in Scripture, not yet part of our experience, something is wrong how we approach it.
既然在经文里面多处的提到了有医治的经文，但是这并不是我们所经历的，那么我们现在的方式方法上存在问题。
If we believe that Jesus is Almighty.
如果我们相信耶稣是全能的
He can do anything through us.
他可以通过我们做任何的事情
I'm asking myself, are we so blind to materialism that we do not believe that Jesus can or will heal?
我问自己，是不是被唯物主义蒙蔽了双眼，以至于我们不相信耶稣可以，而且愿意治愈？
Are we so lacking in faith in Jesus that we don't believe he will work through us?
是我们对耶稣缺乏信心吗？以至于我们不相信他会通过我们做工。
Now I'm not talking about the faith that makes us Christians, that makes us believe in Jesus, that makes us saved. I'm talking about another type of faith.
现在我在说的信心，不是说让我们信主的那种信心，而是另一种信心。
When we say we believe in Jesus and are baptized, we have faith, and that's enough to get us saved.
在我们说我们相信耶稣得到救赎的时候，这是一种信心。这种信心让我们得救。
I often lack a faith in my heart that God will do something through my prayers, do a miracle through my prayers. I have lack of faith in my.That Jesus actually wants to do that through me, and that sounds wrong.
我缺乏相信耶稣会通过我来行其神迹的这个信心。
I believe there is a different. I believe those that faith that get us saved and that faith that can help us do miracles in the name of Jesus is different.
我相信。让我们得救赎的信心和让我们行神迹的信心是不同的。
Committing to Jesus and having and being saved is one kind of faith.
为基督委身，向信靠主是一种信心。
It's other kind of faith is to believe that we can do work in His power.
另外一种信心是我们相信可以奉他的权柄。
We are called, brothers and sisters, we are called to go out into the world and preach the gospel.
我们被称作是姊妹兄弟，我们被呼召去传扬福音。
We are also called to exercise his power that he has promised us. Do good things like healing people.
我们也得到了呼召，要奉他的名去医治。
I talked about talents.
我刚才说到了 talent 才干。
I talked about spiritual gifts.
我说到了属灵的恩赐。
I think we should pray also for more faith.
我们也要祷告，祷告有更多的信心。
and try what the guy in the example tried.
尝试，今天我们说的这个人尝试的。
Be faithful to what the Bible tells us to do.
我们要忠心的信奉经文教导我们要去做的事情。
To pray for all kind of people, for all kind of things, for sickness included.
要为各项的事情祷告，为各种人祷告，包括为医治祷告。
And let's pray for this faith. Let's pray.
让我们为这样的信心来祷告。
Lord, you see the world is in dire need of you.
天父，你看到这个世界如此需要你的帮助。
They need to have you in their hearts.
他们需要你在他们的心中。
They need to believe in you to have hope in their life.
他们需要你，他们需要得到盼望。
To know that this life is not the only one.
让他们知道我们现在的生命不是唯一的生命。
To know that life has a meaning.
去知道生命是有意义的。
A much deeper meaning than just being alive.
要比仅仅是生命生活其本身更深层次的意义。
I also pray that we are given faith that we can do all the works we are asked to be doing in your name.
我也祷告我们能有更多的信心去做你让我们去做的事情。
I pray that we will have faith to pray for people who are sick and people in all kind of needs.
我祷告我们有信心为所有的有需要的人去祷告，为那些病患的人祷告。
Please give us more signs of your strong power.
请给我们更多的神迹，奉你的权柄。
So that the people really will know that you are God and you are His Son.
那让人们更多的知道你是神，你是神的儿子。
Protect us also against any kind of making ourselves big by doing things in your name.
也防止我们因为奉你的名做事而有自大的倾向。
Protect us against arrogance.
让我们防止有自大的倾向。
And help us to be your servants.
帮助我们做你的仆人。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。